Well, okay, here we go, guys and guys and gals and all that good stuff. This is our very first podcast.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Al. How have you been?
I'm great.
Good, good. Nice to see you again.
Always a pleasure. You look fabulous.
You're looking good, too.
Thank you so much.
You look so different than you did yesterday.
The toupee?
I know. Yeah, very sharp.
Thank you very much.
You didn't tell me yesterday you were going to do that. Jack, what have you been doing this summer?
Well, it's nice of you to ask. I haven't seen you. Here we are, father and daughter. We rarely see each other. In fact, I think the last time I saw you was March 26, 2010.
But you know what? I've been busy. I've been tied up doing
a lot of things.
I really have. I'm sorry.
Kids.
Sometimes, you know, the businessman that I am, you know, you can't help but ignore a little bit of the family sometimes. That's what's happened.
And I always seem to be that little bit. But no.
It's funny how that works, doesn't it?
You know what? To be honest, we work on the web together, dickpurton.com.
Every morning we do that. Yep.
So we actually end up spending as much time on the phone every day as we used to spend sitting in the studio across from each other, basically.
And I see you pretty much every week because I cut the lawn on Wednesdays.
The reason is because you water the lawn. You know, it's been tough this summer.
Oh, very difficult.
Admittedly, I know you've got a heck of a suntan and that beautiful bald head of yours.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It looks good on you, it does.
How do you like the roof I put on your house?
I like the roof and the deck. The deck is, if you do something about that.
I'm going to power wash it tomorrow.
Are you?
It's a poop deck right now.
It is a poop deck from the Canadian Geese. But I'm going to wear, just as you suggested, some cutoffs and a tube top.
Oh.
And I'm going to power wash the deck.
We're going to call you Ronaldo from now on.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you both.
Yes.
You too.
And you know, I fought doing this. You started to say something?
No.
Oh, good. I fought doing this podcast for a long time.
Right.
And the reason I fought it is because of the technical stuff that's involved in doing this thing.
I know. Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here. Whereas in the old days, you know, I'd point to ankles and he would do, you know, he'd press a button.
Right.
Guess who presses the button now? You're listening to him. Me.
Wow.
Moi, me. You can't believe this little control thing that, you know, I had to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You
wow.
know what I mean? Yeah, to do this thing.
This is no Mr. Microphone setup here.
No, this isn't.
A big time, big league piece of something.
Yeah, it is. I know.
It's a piece of something, Marvin.
Yeah, it sure is. But, you know, by gosh darn it, it's worth it. Yeah,
it is.
Feels good. I have a question.
Go ahead.
We're on the internet, correct?
Well, as far as I know, I think we are. Is that right, Jack?
I'm going to call Al Gore and find out.
Okay.
But yes, I think we are.
So he invented it.
Yes,
he did. We can swear and stuff.
Whoa.
Well, Howard Stern, that's why he went to satellite radio.
Yeah.
Same reason. We could do the same thing in it.
I think so.
Go ahead. Say something, Al.
Beep.
I'm really serious about this, Al. I think you should swear to get it off your chest.
All right.
Because I know for 14 years on the radio, before, more than that, because you were at the other station with me, too.
That's right, for part-time at that time.
Yeah, that would mean 16, 17 total years, and you always wanted to swear. I know you did.
I did. You ready?
So get it off your chest. Say something. Go ahead.
Duty.
Okay, if that makes you feel good.
I can't go any further.
I know
that.
You can. See,
I can't.
See, folks, Al is the kind of guy, and his girlfriend / wife, Claudia, said to him one day, well, go ahead, tell the folks.
She was hoping she'd never be brought up again to say the truth.
Is that right?
Yeah. But what? I forget what she said. What did you remind me?
Oh, you didn't remember.
About being a risk taker or something?
No, she said that Al is the kind of guy that has to go through life knowing that everybody likes him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And therefore, he is in contact with everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
For example, we know a guy that was just relieved of his job in the radio business.
Yes.
What did Al do? He called him. Mm-hmm. He called him to commiserate.
Yes,
and Al
did.
Does this with everybody.
Yep.
Sometimes you can be arrested for commiserating and sometimes you can't.
Right.
He tweeted Anthony Weiner.
I did.
Moments after his resignation.
Yes.
Because he, frankly,
you're a caring kind of guy.
I am very caring guy. We exchange tweets quite often.
But anyway, well, look, it's great to be here. You know what? Before we go any further, could I do something quick here? I want to acknowledge our sponsor because they're such great people at Suburban Collection. And they're doing such a great thing. Now, and this will only take a few seconds, but you know how the national charities get most of the attention and therefore most of the money? The Suburban Collection realizes that. So they are honoring many local charities that do a lot of good work around here and don't get much recognition and therefore too many donations, right?
Correct.
So what they're doing, the Suburban Collection is giving a total of $25,000 to 10 local charities to make up for that situation. So what you have to do, folks, is just go to your favorite, rather keep in mind your favorite local charity, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. To be eligible, you have to nominate it. And to do that, just go to dickbritton.com and click on any of the Suburban Collection ads that you will see. But you must do that by August the 2nd, which is just around the corner. So I hope you will do it and support your favorite local charity. And that charity probably doesn't get much support. You can give it support, and maybe they will win up to including 10 charities will win 10,000. Excuse me, 10 charities will win a total of $25,000.
That's awesome.
Wow. That'll
awesome,
be, they'll
awesome.
Be split up from the Suburban Collection. So nominate your favorite local charity, and hopefully yours will be a winner. Yeah. So thanks to the Suburban Collection for sponsoring the podcast and the website and for this great charity giveaway.
Absolutely.
Now, what? Oh, Al, are you going to be at the Holland Games this year?
No.
Yay!
Oh, you're not. Well,
no.
I'm not either. So it's a hot summer, and we would wear a skirt.
That's why I said yay, because I've seen the pictures before, guys. I know you try to keep the legs together, but those they're kilts, they're tough.
Now, I didn't know I wasn't going to be there. I thought I was. I assumed it. I shaved my legs, and I was ready to go. And then something came up. I'm going to be out of town.
Exactly.
What's your excuse?
My excuse is
no money.
I'm in a pie eating contest in Sheboygan.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes,
I know. I heard you were in a dunking contest with who was the girl?
Casey Anthony.
Yeah. That's it.
Do you know how bad luck I have with women?
Hmm.
She wouldn't return my email from prison.
And you felt bad about that, didn't
you? Right. Exactly.
Oh, you weren't the guy standing outside with the sign "Marry Me, Casey" when she got released. Hello.
Yep.
We're not going to be at the Highland Games this year. In fact, it's the first Saturday in August in Livonia at the what do they call it? Green Mead.
Yeah, Green Mead.
Now,
Green Mead,
that's right. I ask you a quick question?
You may indeed.
I notice you have a bit of cement underneath your fingernails.
Either
or you have a pedicure that went wildly wrong.
Both.
But I know what it is from.
Mm.
You were honored the other day,
mm-hmm.
I may bring this up, very proud of this, to have your father be part of the initiating class, the Detroit Historical Museum.
If you're so proud, why weren't you there? My daughter Jill was there. One out of six ain't bad, I guess.
Well, she's the official photographer, right?
She is.
Oh, you had to give it away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If anybody looks on the website from Thursday, they'll see a whole bunch of pictures of the other people that were honored, along with myself, at the Detroit Historical Museum.
And it was you, Al Kaline, Dave Bing, Carmen Harlan, Elmore Leonard.
That's right.
And I believe I mentioned you, Dick Purton.
You forgot Mr. Belvedere.
Mr.
Oh, that's right. He's in next year's class.
He does such good work.
He supplied the cement.
He did. Yes. He did indeed. Now, the funny thing is, kind of co-hosted and on the microphone too, because the guy who was going to do it wasn't there. But anyway, I looked off to my right, and here are the guys, the cement guys, were laying down the cement as I was introducing everybody and talking about how we're going to go over and lay our hands in cement.
Oh yeah, I guess you have to
but
do
you
it
know
right
what?
Before.
That it dawned on me, it had to be soft cement.
Yeah.
But I thought they were nuts at this. I thought, well, why didn't they do this an hour ago?
I was embarrassed. I said to the guys laying the cement, I said, what are those bubbles coming up from? They said, well,
Kwame
hasn't stopped breathing yet.
Excuse me. I heard a Jimmy Hoffa joke.
Oh, no, there was no Jimmy Hoffa. No, it was a Kwame Kilpatrick joke.
No, we know Jimmy Hoffa's a pillar in our community even today.
Oh,
just not sure which one.
This is the stuff I used to turn down when it was on the air, folks, I'll tell you.
Yes.
But being that this is our first podcast, I have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah. But you know what? Well, no, neither do I.
You know what? Al? The microphone I'm talking into is a microphone, I think, probably from the 1940s. That my wife gave me as a gift years ago, maybe 15 years ago, something like that. It's called the RCA 44BX microphone. Jackie, you're on the 77D RCA. That's an old microphone as well. That was the Larry King microphone.
Awesome.
Hello.
They used to say, hey, Larry, how are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm nervous doing this. I'm really nervous.
Well, I'm just witnessing because I haven't been on the air in months either, and I'm looking for an outlet for my broadcast energy.
Well, you're welcome to be on this show anytime and bring maybe started along. Paris Hilton. She needs the exposure.
Yes, she needs the exposure. She's been exposed enough.
She has been exposed more than enough. But yeah, I'm nervous about doing this thing. I really am. This reminds me of not CD radio. What was it? CB radio?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't talk on the CB. I was scared to death to talk on the CB. I really was. I'm
remember
serious.
That great song? Oh, what was the song?
Yeah.
Breaker 1-9.
I remember it. I used to play it along with a million other bad songs, but I don't.
Yeah, it was a convoy, something about a convoy.
That was it. Convoy.
Was that
I think it was it.
Okay.
It was it, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. No, I thought that. I always loved that, but I thought the CB radio was the coolest thing
well,
in the world.
Not me. I couldn't do the CB radio, and they had to talk me into doing this internet podcasting, too.
Dick.
Well,
Maury.
Don't tell anybody
yeah.
of my faith. Don't tell anybody, but I have a ham radio.
Is it Spiral Slice?
It's Spiral Slice.
When it was very young.
Oh, it's delicious with mayonnaise on white bread. Shh, be quiet.
You know what? I was looking for a good way to go out, and that's not it.
It's not. Go to a song.
That's right. In fact, when B.J. Hammerstein called me from the Free Press, he said he called me back. He called yesterday to ask, because they found out on Facebook.
Right.
I guess because we had put it up on Facebook, we were going to do this. And he called about the thing, and I told him, yeah, we're going to do this. And,
right.
And then he called back a minute later, and he said, are you going to play music? I said, no music. I played enough music.
You've played enough.
Baby does the hanky-panky one more time.
My all-time worst favorite song.
I know.
Folks, I think that's going to do it. That'll wrap up our first podcast. You know what I mean? I don't know where else to go.
Okay. I got to go to the bathroom if that means anything.
As always, I'm out of topics.
It's all about topics. And I got to go. I've got to pick up a Tiger Woods golf bag. I'm his new caddy.
Are you really? Yes. Congratulations.
He's paying me in hush money.
Is he really?
Just yes. Stay away from his putter.
I will. Promise.
Jackie. Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you, folks.
It's the internet.
Thanks for listening, folks. And we'll see you next week on Friday. Thank you very much. Our first podcast is now over.
Only you.